Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast. Let's chat.
Firewall and shields up.
Let us chat.
Did you want to try Let's Chat?
Yes. And there you go.
Hello.
My soapbox here in a little bit. Let me put that down. This is a heavy sucker. There we go. And I might be getting back up on that here in a little bit as we talk about where I feel like Amazon has kind of dropped the ball. Amazon. Well, hello, hello again. Welcome back to the Echo Tips Podcast. As you could tell probably from our prelude this week, we're delving back into a topic we discussed back in episode 286, dealing with firewalling off the AI features of the new A-Lady beta. And we're going to tangentially talk about episode 262 as well, where we talked about maybe some limitations of kids features and different things like that. So this episode is really going to be geared towards those that are using an Amazon Echo, maybe in a public environment, like a classroom environment, like I do at one of our training centers. And or if you're a parent with kids and you're using an Echo in the house, or the kids have access to an Echo, and maybe you don't want little Johnny to surface some inappropriate content on his Amazon Echo through this new beta feature, a wide range of reasons why you probably wouldn't want that kind of thing to happen, not for safe work material to surface on the Echo, no matter maybe who you are, whether you have kids or not, this is going to be the episode for you. And by the end of this episode, you're going to hear me, and I have it here in my hands right here, my trusty soapbox, and I'm going to get up on my soapbox because Amazon, I have some thoughts and suggestions. That's right. But first off, I'd like to welcome our new listeners and our returning listeners. But you new listeners are kind of wondering what maybe you get yourselves into. Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. I'm the host. My name is David Ward. I'm an AT instructor. That stands for Assistive Technology Instructor for the New Vision program at Goodwill, based in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia, where we have our training center in the city of Roanoke. Now, you'll find that this show is a nuggetized version on a weekly basis. We try to keep it 5 to 15 minutes long. We're in our sixth season, so there's a back catalog of five seasons. You can go back and check out almost anything you would imagine about the Amazon Echo, from hardware to sales to what's a good buy, what's a bad buy, contrasting equipment, uses for children, Disney skills, games, educational materials, things for just anybody using the Echo, for parents, caregivers, and those with disabilities, accessibility tools, those that are seniors or elderly, home automation. I love to cover home automation. That's the way I control my microwave, is with my A-Lady. But just a huge variety of things that we've covered over those past five seasons and now in our sixth season. So you're welcome to join us today as we talk about this very important topic about dealing with, how can we firewall off, especially these AI features, which I discussed back in episode 286. I thought I had it licked, and maybe I didn't. That's what we're going to talk about today. But there's still one solution that works, but it creates something else that really opened a can of worms for me. Connected with you parents and the ability to just not deal with this particular issue, but really anything you want to prevent your child from having access to, whether that be music, whether that be skills, apps on their tablets, all sorts of variety of Amazon products. And they all kind of have the same general parental dashboard we're going to talk about today. So if you're curious about that and use an Amazon Echo in your family environment and you'd like to know about how to keep little Johnny out of stuff, or furthermore, how to grant him access to stuff you'd like him to have access to, we're going to be talking about that in today's episode. But before we delve into that in any sort of detail, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back. And as I mentioned, I may be getting back on my soapbox here in a little bit. Let me put that down. This is a heavy sucker. There we go. And I might be getting back up on that here in a little bit as we talk about where I feel like Amazon has kind of dropped the ball, Amazon, and we'd like to see some maybe new advanced features. So first off, the goal was, back in episode 286, to see if it was possible to disable access to the new A-Lady beta. So you may recall that the phrase for opening up the new beta is, let's chat, let's chat. So you would say, A-Lady, let's chat. And in fact, let me do that right now to show you ultimately what my verdict was at the end of that episode and what I accomplished. So here we go. Alexa, let's chat.
Firewall and shields up.
Exit. Okay, so it was that simple. That simple. That was the solution I found that I thought was going to work. And it's a convoluted story, but you can go back and check out episode 286. In the end, what I ended up doing was a two-prong attack to disable this, basically. I created what was called a blueprint. You can go to blueprints.amazon.com, and you can also do it inside the app on your phone by going to the More button in the bottom right-hand corner. I think you might need to scroll to the second page to find blueprints. And blueprints are basically like your own personalized skill. So, you know, you could have a custom one that's set up to count down till, you know, summer vacation for kids, or you could have one on there about who gets to wash the dishes tonight, or you can have one in there, for example, a babysitter is staying at your house, or somebody is, house sitting, and you want to put a bunch of instructions on there. Okay, this is how you turn on the TV in the cable box. This is how much you feed the dog Ralph. This is, where the kitty litter is hidden, you know, whatever, right? You get a whole list of things. And it basically allows you to create your own personalized skills. They're pretty cool, and I probably ought to go back and recover some of these as well. Well, in that episode, I created a skill, a personal blueprint called Let's Chat. That's right, the exact same phrase that Amazon has us use. And because of the way Amazon has their system presently geared, my blueprints are treated at a higher priority level than their AI beta. Hence, I created a skill called Let's Chat. I put a phrase in there, basically, you're firewalled off, or sorry, sucker, you can't get into this, and it announces that instead. And that seemed to work really well because it treated it just like a skill. But as many things with Amazon, and I don't know if this is because of budget cuts and them firing personnel over there and laying people off, there seems to be a lot of Swiss cheese going on in their software development and a lot of problems. So there's a lot of things that leak through. So the number of phrases that you can cover to open up Let's Chat are quite significant. You could say open Let's Chat. You could say talk to Let's Chat, ask Let's Chat. You could even sometimes say play Let's Chat. That generally doesn't always work with most skills because it's designed more as a music thing, you know, like play. They would look for a song. But there is a phrase, let's play, or no, you would say, A-Lady, play Jeopardy, and it would it would trigger the skill. So it is possible sometimes you use play to trigger skills. There's other ones I later learned about, like start. I didn't think of that one. Enable, that's one. So not only in the old days did you have to like install or enable a skill, but that also doubles as an open command. So some of those will leak through the blueprint that I had or not get caught by the blueprint and would still open up the thing. So I was like, oh, that's no good. So I created another blueprint, and you can only create one of these. It's called a Q&A blueprint, where you have a verbatim question and then a response. Now, in my case, I just want the response to say, sorry, sucker, you're firewalled off. You can't use the beta. And I would put in the key phrases, and I think it were about 10 or I can't remember how many it gives you, maybe 10 or 12 that you can do at most. And I managed to fill all those slots and cover every imaginable vantage point that I could think of that would prevent Let's Chat, the actual beta, from opening. And I thought it was successful. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about it and contemplating it, and I came up with a few others. So the problem is one, I don't think I ever heard start. You could say start Let's Chat. The other is I started thinking, you know, maybe they just didn't limit it to the phrase Let's Chat. Maybe something similar to Let's Chat. What about Let's Talk? Let's Talk works as well. So then I tried to create another blueprint for Let's Talk to cover my bases. Well, then later I thought, well, wait a minute. Let's Talk or Let's Chat are abbreviations for Let Us Chat or Let Us Talk, right? And is that covered? No, it's not. So I could say something like this. Alexa, let us chat.
Did you want to try Let's Chat?
Yes. And there you go.
Hello, how may I help you today?
What version number are you on?
I'm on version number 1.0.0. How about you?
Exit.
Thanks for chatting.
So there you go. See, it ended up bypassing all the blueprints and things that I had done and ended up opening anyway. And at this point, I'm kind of at the end of my rope. There's nothing else I can do because I've used up all the blanks I can in the Q&A blueprint. I've created two separate blueprints, Let's Chat and Let's Talk. There's nothing else I can do to basically catch it. So it's pretty much beyond my skill set. So the only other thing I have demonstrated in episode 286 is one foolproof way to get to block it is to use kids. The parental feature, turn on the kids feature. Now, be very careful when you do that because somehow I did it a month or two back and I must have invoked Kids Plus, which is the paid-for monthly service, and you'll get billed like $5 or $6 a month, so be careful you don't do that. I somehow did it, and I was still very careful not wanting to do it, but I still somehow did it. So anyhow, be careful you don't do that. But what you do is you go into the app, you go to the Devices button at the bottom of the screen. You select the Echo that's in Little Johnny's room, as an example. That's my fictitious son. And you tap on Little Johnny's Echo. And then you hit the gear in the top right of the next page. And then you scroll down. It's the second page. Usually it says something like Amazon Kids. And you'll go into that. And then it's a simple on-off binary switch. You turn it on. Once it's on, you can go in and set it up. If you haven't set it up, like designate your children's names, and then you can say this is little Johnny's thing, and then this is little Peggy Sue's thing. So you can have two different kids at two different ages, and you can kind of tailor it to meet their needs. So by default, when the kids free feature is enabled, you will have it. It will block the AI. In fact, let me demonstrate that. Ziggy, open Let Us Chat.
I'm not able to do that for kids. For more ideas, say, Alexa, open Amazon Kids.
Okay, so there you go. And so you get that same kind of feedback. So let me shut its ears off here. So I currently have it set to the hooting owl voice, and I got it responding to the Ziggy as the wake word. Okay, so the kids feature is a bulletproof method. The moment it's turned on, you have effectively blocked the AI feature. So seemingly a great solution. But the problem is often, you know, if I turn the kids feature on every Echo around, I kind of neuter other features. So I might want to let some things through, certain skills or other things like that that I use on a routine basis, or even home automation. My default home automation is broken. You can't do automation. I don't know if routines work either. No, the routines don't work either. You have to enable those. Maybe the routines still do work. I know the alarms still work. The routines, I think, may not work. The blueprints you have to definitely enable because they're treated like skills. But needless to say, it's set up for kids at this point, right? So you may want to go in and turn on certain skills. So like I went into the kids, the parent dashboard, which, by the way, is really horrifically... I'm on the soapbox now, guys. I just stepped up... on the soapbox Amazon, and it's really badly designed. It's mostly a lot of upselling and polish, and you do this, and would you like a tutorial with actually no substance to it, really. And some of the most basic things you would think would be in there are not in there. So, for example, I could go in and browse little Johnny's activity, but if little Johnny had been doing something that I didn't want him to do and I wanted to block him from something, there's no clear block option in there. So that's a factor. So, yeah, there's no easy way to... Anyway, so let's move on. So one of the things I wanted to do is enable skills under this fictitious little Johnny account. So I would go in there and I could go to add content. Now it does give you a nice little menu option or set of tabs for skills, Audible books, Kindle books, apps. And there's probably something else in there I'm not thinking of, but those are the basic things. Now, the reason the interface is that way is apps apply to Fire tablets or other devices, while skills apply to the A-Lady line of devices. So this parental dashboard kind of nests everything in together. It's not terribly clear always where one thing is coming from another. A little confusing, Amazon, but I think they've had a lot of layoffs over there, and I think this thing has been dead in the water for a long time. I don't think it's been tweaked hardly at all. But anyway, so here's where my frustration began. Is let's say I want little Johnny to have access to his school skill, or I want him to have access to the thing that tells him when it's a snow day at school, or you know, a Bible app skill, or a reading book. Audiobook or something, you know. So if I go in there and I tap on any one of those selections in the A-Lady app, and you can also do it on the website, I tried both to just make sure I wasn't missing something. There is a long list. Let's take an example, skills. I tap on skills. Now, maybe I'm not the best example for this, but I have tried hundreds and hundreds of skills, maybe thousands, right? Just for you guys, right? Over these seasons. And I literally had a ginormous list in there. It was not alphabetized, at least by no alphabetization I could clearly recognize. It might have been sorted by date, but there was no clear delineation how it was sorted at all. It was just a blob, an endless scrolling list of stuff from Jurassic Park at the top all the way down, all these different things. And it was a mess. And I would have to enable each one of them. Now, I understand you got to enable each one of those. But give me a search box, Amazon. Give me a search box. It's simple. It's basic. Now, the same thing happened when I go over to audiobooks or Kindle books. Maybe I want little Johnny to have access to an audiobook I bought for him. There's no search box. I could have had hundreds of Audible books in there or Kindle books, and it's not clear. Same thing under the apps thing. If we all have Fire tablets in the family, there could be dozens and dozens and dozens of apps. There's no clear search box. There's no filter mechanism. It is a nightmare to find anything. In fact, I had to do it on a computer where I could actually like bring up a search box inside the browser to even try and somewhat find where I needed to be. So that's a real problem. And while I'm in my soapbox here about this particular problem, I'm going to flash back to episode 262 about the frightening failure, that was the title of the episode, of Amazon's music explicit filters. So Amazon kind of obviously pushes their Amazon Music service to the fore. And I don't think anybody, you know, berates them for that. It's their product and it's a lost leader. But if you go into the music settings under Little Johnny, one of the neat things is it does pass the explicit lyric block, which is on by default for all kids, which is good. It passes that to any music service that you have, including Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Music. But as I've discussed back in episode 262, it's a frighteningly bad explicit lyric filter, and it has no customizations. It's just either on or off. Whatever they think they flagged as explicit or not explicit is what happens. And you have no controls as a parent to go in there and say, you know, I don't want any songs with this word in it or any songs with this in the title, or even just say, as far as Amazon Music goes, I don't want these albums played or these songs or anything in this genre played. You don't have that option. There's no option like that at all of any kind. And so that ultimately, by the end of episode 262, led me to switching my music provider. Even though I'm practically getting Amazon Music for free as a Prime member, I switched over to Spotify because at least Spotify gave me the option to block by artist. Now, I don't think I can block by album, but I can block by artist. So I can just block entire categories of artists. Not the greatest, but it's better than what I had before. And so that's a real problem. So I think, Amazon, you really need to re-venture and look at that. Also, inside the app, it treats the other music providers a little differently than it treats their music provider. So, for example, I can clearly shut off Apple Music connectivity for Little Johnny. I can shut off Spotify access for Johnny, but I can't shut off Amazon Music for Little Johnny. So if there's illicit content or wrong content, which there is, a content that's not age appropriate to a child, on Amazon Music that is not flagged as explicit, Little Johnny can play it. That's just the way it is. I could do that right now on the Ziggy Echo thing I have set up right here now with little fictitious Johnny's account. So that's not good. That's not good. So I think overall the parental guidance dashboard, parental controls need to be improved. The search box thing is a super simple, quick thing to fix. I think having some sort of ability to manually delineate that I don't want this to play or that to play, you know, I could create a blacklist or whitelist of things, would be super powerful for Amazon Music or for all music providers. Amazon wanted to tackle that. They just won't try and play this song on Spotify or Apple or anywhere, you know, whatever the case may be. But if you're going to be playing music, Amazon, and you're going to be offering it to kids, and you do have a lot of really high production value stuff, like they do this amazing thing for kids. It's like their daily news segment thing. It's really cool. They put a lot of money and time into that. And their link ups with Hey Disney, we've talked about the Disney skill and all the stuff that can be surfaced there. Really amazing content. But you got to have just these simple things that you can kind of add, or just give me the option to shut off Amazon Music for Little Johnny. You know, I mean, that's kind of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater, but at least give me something like that. But you don't. So those are some of my frustrations. I hope I'm not too frustrated there, but it's just kind of a little unnerving that you don't have a little more controls there. And it seems like Amazon is, you know, they're really dropping the ball with opportunities there. This is an opportunity, however, I will say, for somebody like Apple to really swoop in and blow the doors off with their focus on privacy, parental safeguards, and things on their other suite of devices, and then come in, their dedication to accessibility tools for the disabled. This is a real opportunity for them to swoop in and really blow the doors off and provide a much more quantifiable sound assistant, voice assistant for children via the HomePod. So, anywho, that's just a thought. But anywho, we need more competition in this area. That way we all get pushed forward. That way the water rises, the tide rises all ships. Well, anyway, if you have any thoughts or suggestions for a future episode of this podcast, by all means, reach out to me at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. You will find us on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, or you can email us your old-fashioned email at info@goodwillvalleys.com. That's with an S, valleys.com, and shoot us an email. Now, on the subject of the email, please highlight that it's for the New Vision program or for the Echo Tips podcast, and likewise do so on Facebook or Twitter if that's where you're trying to get information to us or a suggestion. Or we like kudos. Kudos are really good. Thumbs up, Dave. Keep doing the good work. We appreciate that as well. Now, on the listing for this podcast, I'll list some ways that you can reach out to Amazon as well with thoughts or suggestions. If you like the things that I'm suggesting, or you have a similar idea and something you'd like to see them improve on, by all means, reach out to them. There's much power and many voices directing them, right? They'll be like, oh yeah, that's a good feature. And we got like 100 people that said so. So that might help as well. Well, until next time, it's time to turn the ears on your Echo, start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we do thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Phew.
Thanks for listening.